away in the north of the White Camel, the polar bear poked his nose out of a tunnel in the snow. The tunnel led to the calmed winter den where he had been from 3 months ago. Now, for the first time in his life, Kermit felt the sun on his face and the wind in his fur. His twin sister Sherry pushed him from behind the two cubs gate down the slope. Towards their mother, Kelly, she had crossed her way out of the den a few minutes early. From the wild, the cubs enjoyed tumbling about in the snow, but soon they were turned out, and their mother led them back to the shelter of the den where she guarded them. Kelly was very thin. She had eaten nothing for 5 months. If she did not find food soon, all three of them would die.